of GasBuddy.com. Good evening, Patrick. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Have you been answering questions for the last few days about what the heck happened to gas prices?
You know, it's been a popular question.
You're always a popular guy anyway, but oh my goodness, we were just starting to feel a little bit comfortable when, I was driving around. I'd leave the station in the evening and I'd see 365, 367, and I got so excited and was happy to fill up. And boy, all of a sudden yesterday, things went crazy again.
Yeah, they sure did, and maybe be a popular guy
for
all the wrong reasons. So, not a shock. Prices did go up considerably. $4.19 was the new price, but looking out there at prices in mid-Michigan, some prices already back down to $3.85 a gallon. So we'll take whatever we can get.
It was not a shock to you? Why was it not a shock?
Well, it was a surprise, but I saw this coming. The increase was largely because of a major pipeline that feeds the Midwest. That pipeline had an unexpected leak over the weekend. It was shut down. And when energy markets opened Tuesday, there was also some news about continuing refinery problems that we just can't seem to get taken care of. That is, the oil companies can't seem to get the refineries up and running. And so gasoline supply, which was already very tight in the Midwest, is now even tighter with the loss of crude oil flowing from Canada into the Midwest. And with those refinery outages, things are very, very tight.
So do you see this as simple supply and demand?
Clearly
no.
Anything is so simple anymore, but
true.
It does have to do with supply and it does have to do with demand, but I think things are blown out of proportion as well by various factors in the market, perhaps speculation, which remains rampant through the market, that may be enhancing the response. But certainly, I believe that prices are well over where they should be.
And the speculation, obviously, I wanted to go down that line of questioning a little bit. Is it just folks being jumpy? It plays into it from our end, but what are their concerns that we're not aware of?
Well, it's all about supply. Stations, after such announcements or after such incidents with refineries, stations and other folks in the energy industry try and quick buy up what gasoline is available before prices go up. And when you have everybody trying to buy, it's just like buying the hot toy at a Christmas sale. It's very hard to come by. And so gasoline is getting more difficult to come by. We sure don't notice it because any gas station I go to, I have not had a problem finding gasoline. But sometimes it's been a bit of a trick for retailers or wholesalers to buy adequate amounts of gasoline to supply their stores.
You just said something that intrigues me. You said that you haven't had a problem finding gasoline. Is that something that we're going to be looking at in the future and if having trouble finding it?
I don't believe so. At this rate, prices are so high in the Midwest compared to other parts of the country that it actually helps us because refineries see how much prices are here in the Great Lakes, and they start shipping product this way because it essentially means more profit. So right now you have refineries on the East Coast and likely in the Gulf Coast saying, hey, look at profit in the Great Lakes. Let's send a whole lot of gasoline up there. So what we're seeing is a temporary issue, and it should work its way out of the system here in the next week or two.
Well, I'm seeing it's like this vicious cycle. Since it's expensive here, they're going to send it this way, so we'll pay more, but that may mean we'll get it.
You know, it is kind of a cycle, and these refinery outages are very hard to predict. We continue to see them. We've been dogged almost all spring by refinery problems, so even with this additional gasoline, if these refineries that are near to us here in Chicago and Michigan, if these refineries can't get up and going, then yes, we'll still continue to have problems. But hopefully, since oil companies haven't been around for just a few years, they've been around decades and centuries, hopefully they can get this all sorted out.
Well, and are you seeing current, according to the GasBuddy.com website, which I'm looking at right now, the Lansing average is about $4.17 right now, and price per barrel is a little over $100. So we haven't seen price gouging, per se?
Stations aren't doing any price gouging. They are simply raising their costs in response to seeing their cost rise. You know, it's like punishing the supermarket when the price of an Xbox 360 goes up. They just sell it for the same day rate. And when somebody tells them to sell something for more merchandise item, well, they generally raise their price. Same thing going on with the gas stations. It's generally not them that's doing any gouging. I think it more has to do with speculation and oil companies and how they may or may not be manipulating the market by timing these refinery outages at the worst time of year.
Well, and certainly, yeah, I mean, kick off with Memorial Weekend this last weekend, and here we go into summer and driving season. And some folks simply say they won't drive as much, and others will just cut back in other areas. GasBuddy.com, I have to tell you, Patrick, I was at a phone store the other night, and a gentleman who owns the phone store came up to me and said, I got this great new app. It's called GasBuddy.com. And I love that. I thought, you know, I said, I actually talked to the guy who came up with that. And every now and then on the show, he was very impressed, by the way. He thinks it's
that's
the greatest
fantastic
thing going.
That's exactly what we use those free apps for, to keep everybody from paying more than they have to for gasoline. So I'm glad. That makes me real happy that those free apps are finally making it their way down. And everybody does seem to be talking about them. There's sure a lot of people downloading them. And, hey, you know, it's free. And it's certainly very easy to save, so why not?
Well, absolutely. And, of course, you can go online to GasBuddy.com. But the apps we're talking about, it's great. It's on your cell phone. When it's time to get gas, you take a look and see where the cheapest gas is in your area. I'm going out for a drink and dinner with some friends who own a gas station this evening. I'm going to chat with them about all this.
And I'm sure they'll be able to tell you that they're not the ones that are making out with these high gas prices. It certainly is the oil companies, not the stations, that are making out with high prices.
I get that, and I believe that. Patrick, as always, thank you so much for helping us wade through all of this, and we'll keep our fingers crossed that gas keeps coming down. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.